Chapter 13. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam, Ahijah began to reign over Judah. 3 years he reigned in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. There was war between Ahijah and Jeroboam. Ahijah joined battle with an army of valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men, and Jeroboam set the battle in array against him, with 800,000 chosen men, who were mighty men of valor. Ahijah stood up on Mount Zamaraim, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, and said, "Hear me, Jeroboam, and all Israel. Ought you not to know that the Lord, the God of Israel, gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons, by a covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, rose up and rebelled against his Lord. There were gathered to him worthless men, base fellows, who strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and tender-hearted, and could not withstand them. Now you think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord in the hand of the sons of David, and you are a great multitude, and there are with you the golden calves which Jeroboam made you for your gods. Haven't you driven out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron, and the Levites, and made you priest after the manner of the peoples of other lands, so that whoever comes to consecrate himself with a young bull and 7 rams, the same may be a priest of those who are no gods? But as for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him, and we have priests ministering to the Lord, the sons of Aaron, and the Levites in their work. And they burn to the Lord every morning and every evening, burn offerings and sweet incense. The showbread also they set in order on the pure table, and the lampstand of gold with its lamps, to burn every evening, for we keep the charge of the Lord our God, but you have forsaken him. Behold, God is with us at our head, and his priests with the trumpets of alarm to sound alarm against you. Children of Israel, don't fight against the Lord, the God of your fathers, for you shall not prosper." But Jeroboam caused an ambush to come out behind them, so they were before Judah, and the ambush was behind them. When Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind them, and they cried to the Lord, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout, and as the men of Judah shouted, it happened that God struck Jeroboam and all Israel before Ahijah and Judah. The children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. Ahijah and his people killed them with a great slaughter, so that there fell down slain of Israel 500,000 chosen men. Thus the children of Israel were brought under at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed, because they relied on the Lord, the God of their fathers. Ahijah pursued after Jeroboam, and took cities from him, Bethel with its towns, and Jeshanah with its towns, and Ephron with its towns. Neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Ahijah, and the Lord struck him, and he died. But Ahijah grew mighty, and took to himself 14 wives, and became the father of 22 sons and 16 daughters. The rest of the acts of Ahijah, and his ways, and his sayings, are written in the commentary of the prophet Iddo.